Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my other host,
Gwen Ballinger.
Mom, your name's Mom.
Mom.
I don't want to hear you saying Gwen Ballinger ever again. Your name's Mom.
And Grandma.
And Grandma. Those are your names?
An aunt.
Your aunt.
Your cousin.
Yeah. Dang it.
Granddaughter.
Got a lot of names. People get a lot of names
Friend.
Over their lives, don't they?
Yes.
I'm not just Rachel. I'm Aunt Rachel. Yep. I'm a sister. I'm a daughter.
Yep.
We've got a lot of titles.
You do.
I'm out of breath. I just scarfed down.
ran up the stairs and...
I scarfed on a sandwich and then ran up the stairs and I'm winded. I feel like I just ran a mile.
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, by the way, we come to you from I don't know what I'm doing. From Colleen's office.
Yes.
She had her fundraiser today for childhood cancer research and fighting that beast.
And helping... families.
And helping families whose kids have cancer. She had her fundraiser date. Last time I checked, she raised $73,000.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's still open for donations. It's awesome. And we did the live stream today. It was 3 hours long where she just gave away stuff to people who donated. And in the middle of it, near the end, Corey's friend texted him, and he works for Ellen. And he was like, we have tickets to Ariana's concert if you want to give those away. So he gave 4 tickets away. And then he's like, oh, also, we can give away 2 tickets to Ellen. So like at the end of the stream, without Colleen even knowing it would happen, she ended up being able to give away Ariana Grande concert tickets and Ellen tickets. And it was awesome. I think this is her 4th year she's done this. And this is the most she's ever raised, which is $70,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. It was so cool. It was a lot of fun. The live stream was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And it was awesome to see so many people join in and donate. And a lot of people were like, I can't watch, but here's some money. It was really cool.
And those who couldn't would,
share. Oh, yeah. Those who couldn't afford to donate, they helped by like tweeting out the links and encouraging other people who could donate to donate.
Because that helps.
It does help. It was a lot. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. It's Happy Make a Gift Day.
I didn't make you one. I'm sorry.
Mom!
I gave you my SD card.
Oh, dear. That is true. You gave me footage. You made footage
so
and you gave it to me.
I made a gift to you.
Guys, get ready. Wednesday's going to be another mom vlog.
Good grief.
She's getting uploaded every Wednesday from now until Christmas. And then it's over.
They'll be so glad.
She gave me 22 minutes of footage. That's a lot of footage.
You know, and probably a lot of that is the camera running and I forgot it's on.
Oh, and I'm keeping it all in.
No.
It's also the first day. It's the start of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
I don't know a lot about Hanukkah. I should learn more.
Yes.
Yes. All I know is something about the Maccabees, and that is only because of the show Friends. And Ross was trying to teach his son about the Maccabees and Hanukkah, and he just kept repeating something about the Maccabees and never got to finish the story of Hanukkah.
Ah, so that's the extent of your knowledge.
Yeah, that's the extent of my... If he had talked more about it, I would have learned more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned a lot of my knowledge from TV.
Well, how much of that is accurate, my love?
A lot of it. What are you talking about?
Hey.
What?
Okay.
Are you calling me dumb?
No, not at all. Whoa, I just got attacked, people.
Well, you called me dumb. I said I have a lot of knowledge, and you told me my knowledge was incorrect.
No, 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 no.
All right, so in news, Ariana's music video, Thank You Next, came out, and she broke the internet.
Yes.
She literally broke YouTube for a minute. Yeah. Like, actually, the comments wouldn't load. Like, it was a mess. But she broke the record for the most views in 24 hours.
That's amazing.
And I'm sure she'll break more records. That song is going crazy. Mm-hmm. It was a really cute music video.
Yeah, it was.
Colleen was in it, if you didn't know. She was the pregnant one. She was that pregnant cheerleader.
And her tummy got kissed.
And oh, it was really funny watching her do the line kicks because she couldn't get her legs up. And you could see her struggling. All the screenshots are my favorite. Her face is just like in pure pain trying to get her legs to kick. It was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. But I love the music video.
Yeah.
I didn't get the 13 going on 30 references because I haven't seen that movie in a very long time. And I kept being like, what is this? I get the Bring It On. I get Legally Blonde. I get Mean Girls. What is this? And I literally had to search it. I was like, oh, I should rewatch that movie. In a sadder, more angry news, Matt told me about this because I wasn't aware of it. Now I am. A Kansas Chiefs, that's a football team, a running back, like back in January, there was like reports that he got in a physical altercation with a woman. And the Chiefs were like, did you do it? And he was like, no, I didn't do it. And then nothing happened. And it was like, whatever. And the hotel's policy was that they didn't give out the footage to the media. They'd only give it to the police, but the police wouldn't give it to any outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, TMZ got their hands on the footage, and it's bad.
Oh, no.
And the guy was like shoved and was like kicking a woman.
No.
And so the Chiefs fired him. So he no longer works. He's no longer a football player anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But people are like, wait, they fired him. They said because he lied about the altercation and not because of what he did. But then it's this every time a football, because for some reason, lots of football players like to beat women. I don't know. But every time this happens, people are like, well, he should be fired. And the other people are like, well, would you fire a garbage man if he hit his wife?
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. If I owned a business and I found out one of my employees was being violent against anyone, I'd fire them. I wouldn't want them to be a part of my team.
Right.
But then again, people are saying, well, it has nothing to do with their job. And I'm like, well, but I mean, I want him fired. I obviously want them fired because I want them to live a terrible life after they've done something so vicious and terrible. So it's like, it's just a thing. Like the NFL did come up with a domestic violence. If you get caught being in a domestic violence thing, you get 6 games suspension, like no matter what, unless the team decides to cut you all together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a weird thing. Like I'm like, well, yeah, he should be fired. But I get when people are like, well, it has nothing to do with his profession.
But well, what's his profession?
He's a running back. Football. Yes.
Well, little kids look up to him. He should not be an example if he can't be one.
Exactly. So yeah, they let him go. How they let him go, it seemed weird as to why, because they knew about the altercation. At first, they're like, well, we didn't know about the altercation, and then they were like, well, we did, but he lied about it. So it was like.
Yeah.
The whole thing is all mixed. Everyone just tries to play dumb until it's shoved into their face.
Right.
So that's the big thing. A radio station, speaking of things getting banned, a radio station has banned Baby It's Cold Outside.
I heard that.
Because the lyrics are basically like, this dude drugged a woman and then raped her. So that happened. That song is really bad.
Yeah,
if you listen to the lyrics, it's like, what's in this drink? And he's like, bad, just drink it. And then he's like, no, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave. She's like, I have to leave. He's like, no, it's like, it's very not okay. And no one talked about it for a really long time.
Yep.
When did that come out?
A long time ago.
And it's just hanging around since then, because it is a good tune to bop to.
There's a lot of tunes that are not appropriate for today's culture.
Yes.
That once was which is strange to say.
Women have more rights now.
Yeah.
You can't just go drugging us.
Right.
So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I burped.
You have burped 27,000 times today.
Because I've been every time I come over to Colleen's house, I drink soda. I don't have soda at my house. I don't drink soda when I go out to restaurants or anything.
Right.
I only drink it when I'm at Colleen's house.
Yeah.
And I've been at Colleen's house a lot.
Yeah.
All day. And like, I just keep coming back here because she's home and she's pregnant. She's usually never home.
Out and about, yeah.
Yeah. She's usually doing things. But now that she's pregnant, she's stuck here. And so she's like, come over. So I come over and then I just drink soda while I'm here. So I've been burping a lot. And my tummy is very upset with me about it. I get farty.
Oh. I haven't got that part yet.
It's coming. So Payless Shoe Store.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, you saw this too. They did an experiment. They did a social experiment that I absolutely love. So they converted a former Armani store in LA, Santa Monica, into a fake luxury brand called Palissy. I don't know how you say it. Palissy. I don't know. And then they invited a bunch of influencers in LA to come and look at the shoes. So they're like, this is this new brand name luxury shoe store. So all these influencers came and they totally believed it. And they were picking up Payless shoes and being like, this is a glorious, well-manufactured, great quality. I'd pay $300 for this. And the most they sold was the most money they made off a pair of shoes was $645. These shoes normally cost anywhere from $19.99 to $39.99.
Yep.
And they just said it was a brand name, slapped a higher price on it. That's all they did. Put it in a fancy store.
Yep.
Called it something else. The quality didn't change.
Nothing changed
except the location and the price tag.
Yep.
And people were just idiots. Once they told them, they'd interview them like as they were leaving the store and be like, just so you know, this is Payless.
And they gave them their money back.
And they gave them all their money back. And they got to keep the shoes, actually.
Yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious because that's what people write. I don't know what it is, but people are so obsessed with that they'll pay anything.
Yeah.
As long as like there's a brand name on it.
Yeah.
It's because I'm not someone that cares about brand names at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I like the thing?
Is it comfortable?
Like, I shop at H&M. Mm-hmm. That's my, or Levi's, because they have the length.
Yeah.
They fit my legs.
Yeah.
That's literally where I shop for clothes. I don't care about the shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, are they comfortable? That's literally it. I've been wearing like soccer mom sneakers. They are Nike, but they're like the cheap Nikes. Because I found them on Amazon for cheap. I've been wearing these around. I look like a soccer mom. I don't care.
Who cares?
They're comfortable. And I don't want my plantar fasciitis business to come back. Because the second I wear any brand name, like Vans, that's a flat foot, I get my plantar's pain back.
Don't do that.
I mean, I get that some brands are better quality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Like, Forever 21 clothes are not going to hold up. Like, my Forever 21 jeans will not hold up to my Levi jeans.
Right.
That's just a thing.
Right.
There's a line. But brand names can be good.
Yeah.
They can be. You know, if they're made because made with quality and they like became popular because of quality.
Yeah.
So some brand names, they do have better stuff. Like perfumes, which leads us into
good segue there.
Our sponsor for the day.
Yay!
Sponsor, 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 sponsor. Ooh. Our sponsor is Scentbird.
Smells good.
It smells, the scent of it. So we've talked about Scentbird before. It's a luxury perfume subscription service where they send you these little bottles of perfume that are easy to travel with. They're in these like little metal tubey container things instead of those huge clunky glass bottles. So you get the brand names for way less than you'd pay normally because they're just a little, it's a little thing. And there's 120 sprays in each one. And there's a huge selection of designer brands to choose from. There's actually 450. So if you like your brand names, get it here. You choose a new one every single month, so you can switch it up. I've been using Pink Sugar since the last time we talked about these lovely scent birds, and I love it, but I know I'm going to want to switch up my scent soon, and I'm going to be able to, and I'm not going to have a huge half-used bottle sitting on my shelf forever afterwards. You know, you do that.
Yeah.
You do that. We talked about it before. It happens. So this exclusive offer, you'll get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for a brand name designer perfume. Come on.
There you go.
So that's Scentbird, scentbird.com/allthingsinternet, the name of the show. And you use the promo code allthingsinternet for 50% off your first month. So sign in and smell amazing.
It does. It does smell good.
It does. It smells good. And you can choose your smell. Even if you were like, it's good, but I want to change it up. You can change it up, that's man. Right. You can change it up. So, you know those scooters all around town that people have been using?
Yes, I do know of them.
Uber wants to take over.
Really?
They want to buy all of those companies.
Really?
So they have. And I feel like that does make sense. It's one app. Like, yeah. You can get a car or a scooter.
Yeah.
But, if I were those scooter
But will
people,
they jack up the price?
I don't know. I would say, like, that scooters are taking over, but the lawsuits are going to start happening soon.
Yeah. It's a big controversial thing in Santa Barbara right now.
Yeah. Because they're, like, they're super unsafe.
Yeah. And they rented one.
Yeah.
And took a little trip.
It's on the vlog that I'm going to post on Wednesday of her.
I couldn't vlog and do it, though, at the same
so
time.
So you'll see the scooter. I haven't looked at the footage yet. I'm hoping it's glorious. But yeah, so they're super unsafe and people just leave them places.
Well, they know where you leave it because you have to end your ride right where you leave
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but then other people are just walking by. There's just like a scooter in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And people hate these scooters. They'll throw them in the street. They'll throw them in lakes. Right. Throw them in creeks. There's been like dumpsters. A lot of things. Dumpsters.
Yeah. You're supposed to put them. You can tell where you should put it on a sidewalk, but people don't do that.
To me, they're lawsuits waiting to happen. So if I own these companies, I would sell. Right now?
Yeah, before all that
happens.
Before
all that happens, because right now things haven't really happened that much, but soon it probably will happen. And I think Uber could take on the lawsuits better.
Probably.
So I read that someone hacked printers worldwide and urged people to subscribe to PewDiePie, who is a YouTuber.
No way.
Yes, he currently has the highest subscription.
Right.
He's the highest subscribed YouTuber. But there's another channel that's edging him out, and it's just like a place where they post trailers or something. So it's not like a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. It's like a channel for a company.
Okay.
And they're gaining subscribers like crazy, and they're about to pass up PewDiePie.
Uh-oh.
And so somebody hacked a bunch of printers, and they literally just a piece of paper started printing out of printers being like, subscribe to PewDiePie, and like it was like a paragraph, and everyone was like what in the I think that's hilarious. Don't hack things.
But how are they getting somebody else's printer to print?
If they're on Wi-Fi. Your printer probably just plugs into your computer. Mm-hmm. Wi-Fi printers are on Wi-Fi, so if you hack someone's Wi-Fi or their computer that's connected to their Wi-Fi, gotcha. It's a lot of science and technology, but it could happen.
Oh my goodness.
But I was just like, of all the things to hack,
a printer
and just print things, that's hilarious. I mean, illegal invasion of privacy,
don't do it.
But if I was gonna get hacked, that's what I would want. Just little messages. I would get creeped out. Yes. I would get so, because I would think someone is connected to my Wi-Fi, like within yes. printer range.
Yeah.
But it was happening to like companies and stuff. So that would be a little okay. better. But I thought that was funny. I liked it. So Instagram has added a close friends button to your Insta story. So you can share your stories with more limited groups. So when you go to like, you take an Instagram, it usually goes shared a story or there's a bunch of people's listed. Now it says shared a story, share with close friends. So it's like a group chat kind of.
That sounds like it.
That's what that is.
Now does that person have to be? Oh, you only send it to them. Okay, got
you
it.
You only send it to this like select group of people.
Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah. That's all. But now YouTube is rolling out stories.
Really?
So they're doing it. Everyone's
How are they rolling? Their stories are. YouTube is a story.
I know. This
is hurting my head.
I know. It's very confusing, but they're going to have the little bubbles that you click and they stay on for a week instead of 24 hours like other people do. And it's the first time YouTube has really copied another platform.
Wow.
And mind you, they're not copying Instagram. They're copying Snapchat. It's hilarious to me that every platform now does what Snapchat was, and Snapchat is pretty much a dead media at this point. So it's hilarious to me that everyone is copying Snapchat, and Snapchat is failing.
Wow.
They're trying, but it's not. Yeah. But Philip DeFranco made a good point, is there's no swipe up thing. So it makes sense if like you had your story and you're like, I just posted a video, check it out. And there was like the swipe up feature that's on Instagram and it was on Snapchat.
Ah.
But they're not having it. So like the story can't link you to anything.
Okay.
And it just seems like a missed opportunity. That's what Philip DeFranco said, which I agree with. But it stays on for a week. I just don't get what it is. My mom? Oh my God.
I felt like the...
She was sitting there looking at me, and all of a sudden she like jerked as if like she was falling off the couch.
Like, well, I'm sitting on cushions being
You
dollar.
Literally didn't move.
I know, but it you felt like it jerked.
You just looked at me like I pushed you. Who was that?
We're all good.
Oh, but I just don't get why everyone has to. I've never looked at a Facebook story in my life. The Facebook.
I don't look at those either. And yeah. I'm on Facebook quite a bit.
I guess because people use Facebook on their phone. I don't use Facebook on my phone. Maybe it's more.
Yeah.
Prevalent on the phone. Is that prevalent the right word I'm trying to use? Sure. You don't know.
Yes. Prevalent. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. You don't know. But yeah, I don't. I just. YouTube has like the community area now where you can like talk and comment.
Yeah, they're doing something.
I'm trying with that, but I keep forgetting that it exists.
Group. They call it your group or something?
I don't know. It's so hard.
Things keep popping up.
Internet's
like,
so hard. By the way, my Vlogmas is still happening. I haven't missed a day yet.
Fantastic.
Speaking of YouTube, my job. Still doing that. Not every vlog has been a complete winner, but it's
daily.
It's up. It's there. There's something there every day. I still have to... It's Saturday for us right now.
Yes.
I still have to live stream today.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't done that. I was doing Colleen's charity thing today, and then... I had to come podcast. It's a thing. So Apple is saying that the iPhone XR is their best-selling phone. So their most recent one is their best-selling. Hmm. But they won't give the sales data.
I wonder why.
And they've been doing it for all the other phones.
Oh.
And everyone's like, well, clearly this one didn't sell. Because there was no new features with this new phone.
Oh.
They literally rolled out a new phone and it was like every other phone. Like
so there's the X and now there's an XR.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's like an S or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. But there's literally like everyone's like, there's no point in buying that one. It's the same one I have.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, it's everyone's buying it. It's our best selling phone. It's our best selling phone. But like, it's not. So I don't know. Matt needs a new phone. And he was like, I'm going to wait till they come. He has a 6S. And he's like, I'm going to wait till they come out with the 11. I was like, no, get a new phone. They're all going to be the same.
He doesn't want a letter.
Yeah. Yeah,
he wants a number.
He wants a number. I just feel like they're all the same at this point to me. I have the 8 and I'm like, I'm fine.
I have a 6+.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Dad has a 10.
Yeah.
It's.
But that's all the same. I don't know how to get into dad's because it's doesn't have the home.
Oh, yeah.
Thingy. It's totally different.
Matt was like, I don't like it how the screen extends all the way to the end of the phone.
Mm.
And I was like, well, you get more screen, don't you? And he's like, well, then there's like a little dip where the ear thing is where you hear out of.
Oh, and the picture goes in that?
Yeah. And he's like, the picture gets interrupted. And I was like, I don't know how this works.
Huh.
I don't know anything. Instagram and other Instagram news. They're using AI to describe photos for users with visual impairments. So there's a button you can press for the visually impaired that will describe the photo or read you the caption.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. I was like, I've never known that to happen.
That's cool.
Do people who can't see have Instagram though?
Maybe they will now.
Okay. I mean, I'm just asking. I'm truly just asking. I don't know. That's just a thing.
Right.
All right. Okay. This is my favorite news thing that's ever happened in the existence of ever.
Here we go.
I tweeted about it on podcast DTI. Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Okay. I tweeted the link to her. She did an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the first thing she's done since she had her like mental breakdown back in the day. And I tweeted it and someone went, who's Amanda Bynes? And it hurts my soul. I loved her. I loved her. And then.
She's the man. Is that who that is?
Yeah, she's the man. And then she had the Amanda show on Nickelodeon. That was like when I was real little. And then she did a bunch of stuff with me growing up. And I loved her. Mm-hmm. I just loved her so much. And then for those of you who don't know. She had a mental breakdown. Like it looked like she went off the rails and she would go on Twitter and just lie and just trash talk other celebrities. And she would like hate on her dad and be like, my dad's trying to control me. They put chips in my brain. And like, just kind of, everyone was like, what is going on? And then she just like disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I think thanks, no one knew what happened. And then there were rumors a few years later that she was like in designer school and like no one really cared because she wouldn't talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And she was really out of the spotlight for a really long time. And then she finally did an interview and she is in designer school. She's been there for 4 years. She's like a A+ student. The teachers love her. Everyone loves her. And she explained she's been in the industry. There's a lot of drugs in the industry that happen. Mm-hmm. And she read that Adderall is the new thing to keep you skinny. Mm-hmm. So she was popping Adderall and chewing them. She'd chew them.
Oh, wow.
And they were candy. Like, and they were making her so she couldn't memorize lines and like she couldn't focus. And even though Adderall is supposed to be, but it does different things to different people.
Right.
And she was like, I faked ADD to my doctor. I got Adderall. And then she was like, and it would make her, she'd go on set, chew Adderall, and then try and go do a scene and wouldn't be able to do the scene and then would freak out and run away. And then she started smoking pot. And to most people, pot doesn't really do anything to you. Mm. It's just like, you get stoned if you smoke a lot of it. But for a small percentage of people, it really messes with your brain. Mm. And it like, it makes you go crazy. And that's what was happening to her.
Aww.
So she was popping Adderall and smoking weed, which doesn't, there's just some people, it can't mesh with your brain chemistry. Mm-hmm. And that was what happened to her. She was like, the second I was sober, I'd be completely normal again. The second she'd smoke, she was like, I was always high. So like, I couldn't ever get back to normal because she was always high. And she was like, I would walk in and look at, she's like, I went to one of my premieres and thought I looked hideous and I ran out crying. She's like, I was so stoned. She's like, I look at the movie now and I look totally fine. But she was so, her brain was, it like distorts everything. And so she was like, I got sober.
She got the help she needed.
She got this help she needed.
Good.
And she's like, the second I was sober, I was back to normal and I felt like me again. And she's like, and I hate everything that happened. She regrets it. She apologizes. But she's like,
taking responsibility.
She's taking responsibility. And she found design, which she loves to do. And so she's focusing on that. But she does want to get back into acting.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wants to create a fashion line.
Oh.
And I was just like, this is the happiest thing. I love a good comeback.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of her. I couldn't be happier. You know what also couldn't make me happier, Mom?
Oh, what, Rachel?
We have another sponsor! Full Lane! So Full Lane is a clean beauty supply retailer. Why? I get realtor and retail. I can't read either of those words. I just, and I can't spell them either.
Yep.
But anyway, sorry, Full Lane. It's a beauty supply that place that is all just like clean natural products with a curated selection of the highest performing, safest, and 100% non-toxic products. So a lot of us, including me, we care about what goes into our body.
Yes.
And a lot of people like obsess with what they're putting in their body, how they eat, they exercise, they make sure they get sleep, but then they don't really care about what they're putting on their body. You should kind of care about that. Your skin's your biggest organ.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of all your other organs, why not your biggest one? Your epidermis. I learned that word from a game playing with Jessica. Your skin's your epidermis. So Full Lane is made with only natural, good for you ingredients. So you don't have to worry about the synthetic fillers that do actually more harm than good in the end. And they actually have a restricted list of ingredients that has 30 ingredients and counting on it that they will never use. So you'll never find them in their products. And they'll tell you what they are. So they're just like no toxins, no exceptions. There's no toxins, which I really love. So a Full Lane favorite is the Clean Essential Kit. It's a perfect starter for anyone who wants to check it out. And you're like, I don't want to invest in like the big bottles yet. It comes with 4 travel size of everyday essentials. And it comes in a limited edition, a travel pouch, which is TSA approved. So if you're traveling this holiday season, you can take your little pouch with you. it comes with a cleanser, a toner, a moisturizer, and a soap. It's 100% non-toxic. And this is my favorite part about everything, is that it is vegan and cruelty-free. So it's not tested on animals, which is a huge deal to me.
Yeah.
That's like literally my favorite part. Also, I love how good all these products feel because I got to try them out. And it is a cute little pouch, guys. Let me tell you, it would make a good little Christmas present for people. I love the cruelty-free part of it because there's no, like, they don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. And it's all safe. It's sustainable for all skin types. And little thing, it's completely safe to use while pregnant. You know, there's a lot of things you can't use when you're pregnant.
I know.
And maybe then you look at it and you're going, maybe I shouldn't use that when I'm not pregnant. Because if it's bad for a babe, maybe it's bad. Well, this is how good and safe their products is. You can even use it when you're pregnant. So take that. So for only $22, that's 50% off. Actually, it's over 50% off. You can try the Clean Essential Kit today. So go to Follain. That's FOLLAIN.com/allthingsinternet. I will put that in the description of this thing so you can see it spelled out. So go try a kit and enter the promo code allthingsinternet and check out to get free shipping.
Wonderful.
It is wonderful, Mom. Clean stuff. I love
clean
it.
Stuff. I learned epidermis, the new word epidermis, when I was a little girl. Because that was the joke.
Your epidermis is showing. Yeah. Yeah, that was the joke. And the people that didn't know what it meant
they're
was like,
oh my gosh, what?
What's an epidermis?
Yep.
Oh, that's a sneaky little joke,
sneaky
Mom.
Sneaky little joke in grade
sneaky,
school.
Sneaky. Okay, so we're going to play a game. And the game is 20 questions.
Oh no. Okay, I got it. Go.
Is it in this room?
Yes.
We're in Colleen's office, so oh my gosh, that could be anything.
That's right.
Is it Miranda related?
No.
Is it Colleen related?
No.
Yes.
Yes to both.
So yes and no to both. Oh God. All right. Is it on one of the walls?
No.
Is it on the floor? Is it touching the floor?
Yes.
It's touching the floor.
Yes.
Is it a piece of furniture?
I have not been counting.
Oh, Mom.
We're probably up to 18.
No. My God. We're at 4.
Is it in this room? Is it Miranda? Is it Colleen? Is it?
On the wall.
On the wall.
Is it touching the floor?
Is it touching the floor? That's 6.
No, okay, I was specifying 5. What I meant because you gave me the look like I was speaking gibberish.
Well.
I wasn't.
Gibberish?
Gibberish.
Okay, go. Well, now it's easy. You just count. I just say have everything to look that's touching
is
the
it
floor.
A piece of furniture?
No.
Is it supposed to be on the floor?
Yeah. Yes.
It's not furniture, but it's supposed to be on the floor. Yes. Is it a tripod?
No.
Is it shoes?
No.
Do you wear it?
No.
There's literally, it's not furniture. Is it part of an electronic?
Yes.
Is it the cords?
No.
Oh, is it the ring light?
Yes! Oh, she got it in 13.
Ha-ha!
See, that's hard. Does it belong on the floor? Well, I've seen
it. Yeah, it does.
But I've seen it on your counters, so.
Well, that's just because we're getting tricky. Okay. We're just getting tricky.
Is it Miranda related? Is it, see, it's.
Oh,
all,
yeah, because it's used for both.
But that, anybody could use it. So it's not just Miranda and Colleen.
Do you want me, okay, you want me to do it?
Yeah, you have
it?
To do something in this room. That makes it easier.
That's I Spy. No, I'll do it. Let me look all the way around the room so you don't see what I'm doing.
I kept looking at the light ring. I'm going, what am I, 5?
Yeah, you are. You're like staring at it, which is why I thought, is that? No, it's okay. Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Is it that thing right there?
No.
Oh.
Which, by the way, was like a wall decor.
A plaque.
Plaque thingy.
Is it on the wall?
It is not hanging on the wall.
It's not hanging on the wall?
Correct.
How do you not hang on a wall? Is it touching a wall?
Yes.
Is it a ukulele?
No. Those are hanging on the wall, Mom, and not touching the walls.
The ukulele's not hanging on the wall.
The ukulele is hanging and not touching the wall. You double note it.
Is it that stringy stuff?
No.
It's on the wall, but it's not hanging on the wall.
Correct. You have asked 5 questions.
A light plug thingy.
No.
Electrical outlet thingy.
No.
It's on the wall. What was the thing? It's on the wall, but not hanging on the wall?
Correct.
How do you hang on a wall? How are you not hanging on a wall?
No.
Is it taped on the wall? Is that the same as hanging?
No. I mean, it's not. It is the same. It's not taped on the wall.
And it's not screwed into the wall.
Correct.
Because it's not hanging.
You have asked 7 questions.
Did she flick a booger on the wall?
Probably, but I don't see that.
Is it something really obvious that I'm going to kick myself
out? I'm not giving you... Is that one of your yes or no questions?
Is it on something else and the wall?
Yes.
Ah, it's leaning against the wall.
Is that a question?
No, it's leaning against...
You're stating what it is.
Okay, the lights are hanging. They're hanging. The Miranda cutout.
No.
The envelope on the desk.
No.
Dang
you. You have 10 questions left. Okay. She's searching.
Curtains are not... They're hanging on the wall.
You could describe the entire room, aren't you?
Is it a picture of some sort?
No.
Now, do you go, make the face like throwing me off?
Is that a question?
No, I'm just saying.
You have 9 questions left.
Okay, I forgot what I said.
Of course you did. Oh, my gosh.
It's on the wall, but it's not hanging on the wall. Does somebody else know? And it's not a light switchy thingy.
You think they're going to answer you on Saturday when this is released on Monday?
But it's not hanging.
They can't see the room.
It's leaned against the wall.
She's...
It's leaned against the wall. You and I are not leaned against the wall. Is it touching the floor, too?
No.
So it's on something... Okay, nothing in that...
You have 8 more questions.
Everything is hung on these walls. The okay. only things that aren't is the stuff that's on the... Is it on the desk?
No. 7 more questions.
Oh, you rat. Is it on that desk?
Yes.
It's those YouTube thingies.
Yeah!
Okay. These big, huge...
I beat you. By 1 question.
Oh.
Yeah, they're really... You got this YouTube plaques. They're
huge.
They're against the wall, but they're not hanging on the wall. It's pretty obvious, Mom, if you ask me. All right, let's move on to some questions. Sharon says, "Do you have an advent calendar this year?"
No.
I have one for my dog, not me.
Yay. Blaze is lucky.
Yeah.
Is there a bone in each one or something?
There's a dog treat. There's a peanut butter dog treat in each one. He's gonna whine at me once it stops, though, because every morning he gets a dental bone.
Aww.
And the days I ran out, he whines at me until I go to the store and get it. So the second I stop that, I know it's gonna be torture. He's yep. gonna take a few days. Oh, whenever I have to feed him wet food, mm-hmm. the next day, like when I'm done doing that and I feed him dry food, he looks at me like,
oh yes,
what are you doing?
Cinderella does that too, because we always mix a little tiny bit of
just
wet.
She's like, how
with the dry.
Dare you feed me yes. this peasant food?
And it usually sits there all day.
Yeah.
And she eats it later when she's like really hungry.
Yeah, he'll eat it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I'll give him his 3 scoops and be like, that's what you're getting. And it'll sit there until like 3 a.m. I hear him go outside and chow down. He's like, fine. He like gives up. Michelle says, what do you do to get into the holiday spirit?
I decorate my house and put on Christmas music.
That's right. You decorate. That yeah. gets you in it. Like, you can't really, like, do Christmas without little Christmas decorations, in my opinion. Deontria asks, are you ahead of the game in Christmas shopping, or do you still have gifts to get?
I haven't even begun.
I've started. I've gotten Trent's and Colleen's gifts, and I know what I'm doing for you and Dad, but I don't know anything about Christopher's family yet. Or anybody else outside of that immediate. Like, I don't know what I'm doing for Andrew or Stephanie or my friends. I still have to get JoJo something. I don't know what to get. I just, it's going to come to me. It's going to come to me. I pride myself on my good gifts. Oh, I have to get, what do I get? Eric. You don't know.
And what if baby Stockland's born? What are you going to get him?
He won't remember. I don't spend, I think, for Parker on his first or his second Christmas or whatever, he like barely knew what was going on. I just got him like a $3 toy. And I was like, you're done. You're never going to remember this. It's for the parents. You're showing it for the parents. Tilly asks, could you do a 40-minute presentation with absolutely no preparation?
You could do it.
I could, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
Because if it's on like quantum physics, no. But if it's on something else, I probably could. I mean, I live stream for an hour. With just no preparation whatsoever. And I talked mm-hmm. to Twitter, but you know, if I can get into a flow if needed.
I could get into a flow. You could do that.
Could you do it, Mom?
In my younger year.
In your younger year? It depends who your audience is, really.
It does. Yeah.
Like if I just walked into an audience of a bunch of adults that don't know me, I'd be like,
see ya.
It's all about the audience, man. Lisa asks, fave thing about growing up the youngest. This applies to both of us. We're both the youngest.
It does.
My favorite thing is that you and Dad were too tired to care.
Oh, we cared so much.
No, you cared for me. You loved me. But it was like, Christopher is always like, you got so much more freedom than I ever did. And I'm like, oh, that's right. Because like, you got, it was the fourth one. You knew.
It wasn't we were tired. We just lightened up a little.
Yeah. It's like, it's one of those, well, like first time parents are like, they wrap their kid in bubble wrap. You explained it to me once where you saw a thing where it was like the first kid, they drop their binky, throw it out. The second kid, you like sterilize. The third kid, you like, you rinse it underwater. The fourth kid, you wipe it on your pants and stick it back in their mouth.
Yep.
Like, it's just. The fourth kid, you're like, oh,
we got this.
They're fine. They're gonna be fine. Yeah. At the end of the day, they're gonna be fine. Yeah. And so that, I mean, that's probably why I'm the best kid you have and your favorite. So you figured me out. What was your favorite thing about being the youngest?
I don't really know. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Okay,
that's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a great childhood, so that's a tough one.
Yeah, we're going to go to the next question. Tilly also asked, what job would you be terrible at?
Oh, goodness, YouTubing.
That's not true. You make good vlogs. You know what I'd be terrible at? Being a nail artist. Nail salon person.
That would be hard.
I tried to do my nails again today.
Yeah.
It didn't turn out too well.
Yeah, I would not be good
at that. The worst part about painting your nails is having to wait for them to dry.
Yeah, that's where you get the quick dry ones.
I did use it, and I was so impatient. I already ruined my right hand.
Oh, man.
I don't. It's just so hard.
I wouldn't be able to do a job where they put you in a room with a whole bunch of, like, materials for something. Okay, build a whatever.
What job are you talking about? You want,
like, creating.
Construction
creating.
Worker?
No, creating. Like. What? Crafty stuff or
what job is a craft?
I have to have
what
a
are
pattern.
You doing?
I have to have instructions.
So you could work for JoJo and make her bejeweled, no. Bedazzled business.
Oh gosh, no. No, no, no. Okay. Any job like that.
So a job where you have to be creative, you can't do.
Yeah, for
I couldn't write a movie.
No, I couldn't do that.
I could do the hard labor stuff.
Yeah.
I could do anything with that. The first thing I thought of was nail salon. I could never work at a nail salon. Never in my life could I ever do that.
Huh.
I also, I don't think I could work in a morgue.
That would be hard.
I also don't think I could work at a vet.
You'd be too sad.
I'd get too sad. Yeah. Oh my God, that would be terrible. I wouldn't be able to do it. And the last question we have for today is Aaron asks, are you still doing a giveaway every day on your vlog channel? So I did this last year, or not last year, 2 years ago, where I give something really stupid away every day of December until Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm debating because I said this and then I remembered, my mom is shaking her head. No, I remembered it wasn't the fact, like, it is annoying, like trying to like going to the post office, whatever. I can get over that. The worst part about doing giveaways is I can't go on Twitter because all it is people begging for the stuff.
Yes.
And Twitter doesn't become a fun, loving family place for me anymore. It becomes like people just getting mad at me and demanding things from me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be here anymore. And like, I don't go on Twitter when I do giveaways. So I was thinking instead of doing every day in December, going down to just do 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So just do 12 days leading up to Christmas.
Yeah, half.
Because I selfishly just want my Twitter. I want my Twitter. I might do two giveaways to make up for it. Do two giveaways a day on the 12 days of Christmas to make up for the fact that. So that's 24.
Yeah.
So I would be doing, it would be the same amount of giveaways.
Right.
It would just be less days it wouldn't have to be on Twitter. I'd have to avoid Twitter. So like, cause that's, it's such a, I love Twitter so much and it is terrible when you go on and it's just people being like, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me one, give it to me two, give it to me three, give it to me four, give it to me five, give it to me six. Are you annoyed with me yet? Because that's what it is. Like, I get it. You guys want this, you want the giveaway, you want to win.
Of course.
I fully believe that. I get that. But it's that I just don't get my Twitter anymore. Yeah. I don't get to see my Twitter anymore. So I'm debating because I did say I'd do it every day in December.
When did you say that?
I think in my last live stream.
Oh.
But I might talk about it today in my live stream because it would be the same amount of giveaways.
Yeah.
It would just be less days of them.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all. That's all the questions I have for today.
All right.
Do you have anything to add, Mamacita?
I have zero. I have zero. I think I'm exhausted from the marathon live stream.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
It was incredible.
It was amazing. Yes. Especially the whole Ellen and Ariana thing. That was cool.
I liked when Corey was reading stories from families that got helped from years past. And
yeah, but one of my favorite things is Colleen gave away socks with every prize.
Yes!
I didn't know that she accidentally said yes to a merch product when they went to a Europe tour. And it's these socks that make it look like you're wearing Crocs with white socks. And with your red pants on, but like you just, it looks terrible. And I had no idea this happened. And so she has like boxes and boxes and boxes of these socks. So she put one in every single box.
That's great.
And then she also gave away a signed plantain chip that was with the socks.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. It was pretty funny. If you go to her Twitter, she'll have a link. I'll tweet it out because you can still donate. You can still donate.
Yeah, it's still open.
The giveaway part is over, obviously, but you can obviously still donate and help kids and families that need it. All right, that's it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas almost.
Merry Christmas almost.
Almost.
There are so many less days than I thought.
So many less. It's December already.
It's the beginning of December.
Yeah.
Ooh, we gotta get Christmas shopping. I'm doing everything on Amazon.
I think I am this year too.
Because it's easy returns. Because I know it's like
either that or making something.
Yeah. I got a lot of stuff to make. Oh, I have so much stuff to make. I need to get on that. All right. I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there. This is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.